Welcome to the New Swingers Podcast, the only podcast in the world specifically created for and focused on couples who are new to or curious about the swinger lifestyle. It is for audiences of those age 18 years and older. And though we give our opinions, we are not therapists or mental health professionals, and our opinions are simply our own. So here's the deal. Lots of couples new to the swinger lifestyle have a lot of questions, and they're often nervous or feel insecure. Our mission is to help you answer all of those questions so you can explore the swinger lifestyle comfortably at your own pace and make your sex life sizzle. Our voices have been changed to protect our identities, and any email questions of yours that we read will be addressed anonymously to protect your identity as well. And a lot of you ask about wanting to see what June looks like because she sounds so hot. Well, she is hot, and here's how you can see what she looks like. This hot, sexy, gorgeous, former church preschool teacher turned hot swinger wife. Just click the first link in the show notes to check out June's OnlyFans page. You'll get unlimited access to hot, daily, uncensored glimpses of her and her gorgeous 32 double D pierced nipples. She gets pretty crazy on there. Just click the first link in the show notes. Today we are talking about single guy swinger club success tips. I am John.
And I'm June.
This is a little more complimentary of a episode for single guys in a lifestyle who want to go to swinger clubs and have success or have the best chance they can. I know we did one, was it episode 2 or something like that? And it was pretty much called Guys, Don't Be a Fucking Weirdo.
Yeah.
And we had a few like consecutive experiences of guys just being fucking weirdos. And so it was a lot about what not to do.
Yeah.
Well, in this episode, we want to talk a lot about what to do. We want to flip the script because I know that if I were a single guy, like if you and I didn't know each other, I couldn't get in on the couples nights. And so I'm thinking like, what would I do that I think would give me the best chance of success meeting either a single lady or a couple, whatever reason you're there for. But coming at it from the perspective of a guy, obviously, in a couple relationship, our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, June is really not into single guys. And so we can't really speak to that through experience, but we know enough people and we've been in the club enough to see a lot of what not to do.
Yeah.
But we're also thinking to ourselves, what would work, or what actually would get your foot in the door and up your chances of standing out from the rest of the million single guys? Because no offense to the single guys, but in the lifestyle, it kind of seems like they're just kind of a dime a dozen.
Oh yeah,
there's like an overpopulation, which is why I think they kind of sometimes get treated the way they do. It's just like a supply and demand thing where there's just tons of single guys, and unfortunately, there's a handful of single guys that fuck up enough where it kind of gives a lot of even good single guys just kind of a bad rap, and they have to kind of fight even harder, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we really want to take on more of a coaching guide approach to you today if you're a single guy listening to this. And, just so you can have the best chance of success. I mean, you pay all the money, you get into the club, and, you know, you're looking to have some fun, meet some people, and that can be pretty difficult from what we're told.
Yeah.
So, what would you say is like one of the first things, June? We want to hear a lot from June here because she's the lady. So what do you think is one of the first things that you notice?
Are they dressed well?
Are they dressed well? Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me what you mean by dressed well. What does that look like to you? As a MILF, what does that look like to you?
I thank you, my love.
You're welcome. What can I say? I'm a MILF hunter.
To me, it means that they have like maybe a like, I don't even have to be like a dress shirt per se, just like even just a button down, or like just like a polo shirt. Or a button down shirt.
Depending on the club you go to.
Depending on the club, yeah.
Some clubs, like the one we go to has a dress code.
Yes.
And so you'll want to make sure you're in line with that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like a nice shirt, you know, nice pair of jeans, you know, or dress pants. But, you know, even jeans are fine as long as there's a whole bunch of holes in them and stuff. You don't kind of want to look tacky. Yeah, just
and by tacky, the club we go to, it is kind of an upscale club, so mm-hmm. I don't even think they wouldn't let you past the front door if you wore like jeans with holes in them.
Yeah,
we don't know about other clubs. Maybe they're not as strict on dress code.
Maybe
they might. I think maybe depending on the environment, but we just don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I wear jeans with holes, but you know, and can make it can dress it up a little bit, but still, I don't even wear those to the club. So, but yeah, just dressing, like the first thing I would say is like dressing nice, like that you're taking care of yourself, like you're dressing nice.
So we've covered the dress thing. Is there anything else that's like the first thing you notice when you see a guy that you go, huh, that's kind of attractive? Like, what is it that, I guess, you initially notice about a guy that kind of like piques your interest on the surface level?
I think if he's dressed nice, it means that it means they care. Like they took the time to pick out something nice to wear. They didn't just like throw in a pair of basketball shorts and a t-shirt on to get into the club, like the club. So I don't know. It matters because it makes it seem as if they care about, I don't know, that they care, I guess.
Well, I guess I see what you're saying, because I mean, I guess maybe what woman wants to put herself together and do herself up and put all that time and effort in. And then the guys who show up, it's like, you can tell they put almost no fucking time into their appearance or anything, their hygiene, you know, don't have a fresh haircut, didn't shave.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, they really didn't try. Like, how attractive is that?
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not attractive.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. So,
it takes me like an hour every time we go, like to get all dolled up, all dressed up, figure out the perfect outfit to wear, everything, mm-hmm. shoes, all of that. And the dude just shows up in basketball shorts and a t-shirt. I'm like, no.
or not even that, because I mean, that is kind of a lowball extreme. You know, walking around looking like Adam Sandler on a day after he's hungover, you know, walking down the streets of Hollywood, like, you know, it's like unshaven and all that, like. Like, no guy's really going to show up, at least to the club we go to, like that.
Yeah.
But
I know, that was a high extreme, but I just wanted them to kind of get the point, yeah. Like.
Yeah, and it's kind of, I think it's one of those things in life, like, if you're really going for something you really want, and it's important to you, you put in the effort to increase your chances and the probability that you're going to succeed as much as possible. And it's a lot of these little things that you do that can lead up to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it also feels good to look good.
Yeah. And
like we said, others like to see that you actually put in effort to coming into the club that night.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, you know, as a previously single guy, it's been years, but, you know, one of the biggest fears of any man is getting rejected by a woman.
Mm.
It's like, we'll do almost anything to avoid that. We don't want to have to put ourselves in that position. But if you're a single guy in a swinger club, you're going to find yourself in that position. So you need to navigate your way through that and find a way to do that. But that is one of the scariest things, admittedly, for most guys, if they're being brutally honest. Like, I'd rather almost do anything than risk getting rejected by a beautiful woman. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I think it's a lot of guys. And so,
yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, this can really help. It can help your confidence as well. When you look good, you feel good, you mm-hmm. feel more confident, and you come across differently. And again, that can increase your chances. Maybe there's something she sees that she wouldn't have seen if you're feeling like shit that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, yeah, who knows? What's another guy, or another guy, what's another thing single guys can do to maybe help increase their chances of success at a swingers club?
I'd say, like, eat healthier and do maybe some physical activity, maybe get your hair cut, trim your facial hair. I know John has some facial hair and he trims his, you know, put some splooges his hair, makes it look nice.
Hair gel.
Yeah.
Kind of like Something About Mary.
Yeah. Older reference. Just watched that for the first time the other day.
You did.
Yes, I did.
But yeah. And you, nobody has to be a bodybuilder or a pro athlete.
Yeah.
You know, people want to be comfortable in their own skin. Mm-hmm. But in general, the healthier and the, you know, the better physically you are, the, you know, perhaps the more attractive you'll be to certain people that you may be looking for.
Yeah.
Though at the same time, everybody has their own preference of what they're attracted to. So keep that in mind. We're not saying you have to be something you're not. But it also says a lot. If you do take care of your body, it does say a lot about you, that you actually kind of care about yourself. And, you know, maybe you'll give a shit about the person you're trying to hook up with or get to know.
Good point.
If you take care of your thing, well, maybe you'll take care, you know, while you're with them too.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a, I don't know, there's that old phrase kind of like how you do anything is how you do everything. And, you know, if it really shows that you don't really care about your appearance mm-hmm. or your health, it's, I think naturally there's probably something it's just not that attractive. It doesn't mean you don't have a chance or you're not a good person. But we're talking vanity here, and that's what it is. Like, let's just call it what it is.
Yeah.
I know with you and I, mm-hmm. you know, we like our ideal lady is a skinny or fit white woman. Mm-hmm. But we were attracted to a lot of different things. But that's like if we paint the ideal. Now, if she's skinny and fit, mm-hmm. and we don't take care of ourselves. We're out of shape. We're not very healthy. Maybe we have several tens of extra pounds. You know, but she takes care of herself. How appealing are we going to be to her if she looks at us and goes, "Man, I take care of myself, and I'm strict on what I eat. I really focus on my health. I go to the gym three, mm-hmm. four times a week." But then she looks at us and goes, "Man, it doesn't look like those people really try."
Yeah.
Like, they're probably good people, you know, and you'll never hear this. No, most people never tell you this, but they're probably good people, but I'm looking for someone who also takes care of themselves.
Yeah.
And a lot of people aren't super strict on that.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it at least shows that you try, and again, you could even cover that up with like, "Hey, you trimmed your beard and you have a fresh haircut." Like, you know, your breath doesn't smell like tacos when you walk in. It's like, put on some, you know, eat some mints, chew some gum, put on some Axe body spray, you know, because we've all seen those commercials and mm-hmm. yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, a lot of this is appearance.
Yeah. Well, cause you don't, when John and I met, you know, way back when, and it was still not the most popular thing to meet, you know, online, and you know, it was all about our looks. That's what you see first.
It is the first thing we notice.
It is.
No one falls in love with your personality the first 5 to 10 seconds. Like, nobody does. It's just the way it is. People see your looks, and they either give you a chance or they give you a hard pass. And so, we all do it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Oh, mm-hmm. This is so important.
Yeah, she was thinking about this one.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. This is so important.
This is just something for us. This might not be everybody, but being newer to the lifestyle, like we still are somewhat, this is what we've always kind of automatically felt in this situation. And we know that a lot of other people feel this way too.
Yeah. If you are talking to a couple, talk to the guy first. Shake the guy's hand first.
Yeah. So like if you walk up to us in the club and you say hi, if you walk up and shake June's hand and you act like I'm not there, you just shot yourself in the foot. You're done. Go ahead and leave. You can leave now.
Yeah, bye.
Like, not a chance. Mm-mm. None. Zero.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, but if you come up and you shake John's hand first and you're talking to him and then we shake hands after that and we're all getting to know each other together, okay, that's better.
Now, explain why they get shut down immediately if they just go to you. Like, what do you feel in that moment? What's the thought process? One of the biggest challenges people face when they're new to the swinger lifestyle is finding other like-minded people to connect with and get to know. Because most people don't want others to know they're in the lifestyle. So how can you actually find these people? It's very simple, actually. Just go download our free 2-page guide called Swing Easy. It's a free 2-page PDF document where we show you 3 of the fastest and easiest places you can start meeting other couples just like you in the next 24 hours or less, guaranteed. Just click the link in the show notes that says free Swing Easy PDF so you can start connecting with other like-minded couples and making new, fulfilling friendships and connections in the next 24 hours or less. Go click the link and grab it right now before the offer expires.
That he wants a piece of ass and he doesn't care about John. He doesn't care about, like, I don't know.
That
like
we're together?
That we're together.
I'm just here to fuck her.
I just want to fuck her.
Yeah,
like, forget about you.
Yeah, it's like, well, who the fuck are you? Like, you just walked up. We don't know you.
Yeah.
No, that totally could not be the person's attitude.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what comes off.
That's how it comes off, though.
That's how we perceive it. And again, that's just us.
And that's just us. Like, totally, it could totally be a different case for other people. But for us, it's important.
Yeah. I think I even offended a lady one time.
Oh, yeah.
She reached out to shake my hand, but her husband was standing right there. And this is my personal rule. I shake the man's hand first. That's just my own personal rule. Because mm-hmm. I know that's what I would want. And so that's just me. And she was pretty drunk, so I don't think she even remembers it, but she did like pull her hand back and kind of look weird at me like, well, what? I shook his hand. Then I shook her hand and smiled. They said, hey, no offense by that. I just said, I respect you and I respect him. And that's why I always shake the man's hand first.
Yeah.
Just so it doesn't seem weird if I just go straight to his lady and he doesn't know me. She didn't really respond much. Again, I think she was hammered drunk, so
probably.
You know, she probably didn't even know where she was at that point. But yeah, like if you're walking up to a couple, like here's what I do. I mean, June has no problem talking to ladies because it's like, hey, beautiful dress, beautiful shoes, I love your hair. There's so many things she can just be nice and open up a conversation with. And I don't, like, it's less weird if she does it.
Yeah. Or
what I do is I'll just walk up to the guy and shake his hand. And say, hey, I'm John. How are you? What's your name? Like, and I don't even look at his lady. Mm-hmm. Like, I act like she's not even there. And then it's, oh, good. I'm so-and-so. And you just, hey, where are you from? You've been coming here a long time. And eventually they go, oh, well, by the way, here's my wife or here's my girlfriend, so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And I'll go, oh, well, here's mine. Her name's June. And, you know, we'll start talking. Mm-hmm. And in fact, one of the very close friends we have who's a couple, who we chat with, or you and her chat almost daily or pretty much daily now. We met them that way. We were sitting on a couch and they sat down on a different couch, maybe about 10 or 12 feet away from us. And we all kind of looked at each other. It was that weird, like, you look at each other, but then, like, oh, we don't know them. But, like, they were smiling, so we smiled. And then it was like, I just got up and walked over and shook the guy's hand. And I was like, hey, I'm John. How are you? And he said, hey, I'm so-and-so. Well, then we all, that's what happened.
Yeah.
And, like, I only shook her hand very briefly. Then I focused back on him, talking to him. You know, how long have you been coming here? What do you do? You know, and all this. And then I started talking to her too, but I focused on him first.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it as some bullshit tactic. Like, I'm actually interested in these people.
Yeah.
Like, I actually did want to get to know them. You never know who you're going to meet. Meeting new people's fun.
Yeah, it is.
And so it's not just a tactic as a means to an end. Like, your bullshit radar is going to get picked up on if you're like that. Mm-hmm. And so, but I actually got to know him a bit and we got to know her a bit. And now they're like really good friends of ours.
Yeah.
And yeah. So.
And I remember, John, I remember that night, somehow it came up in conversation about how they were really happy to see that you guys did shake hands before shaking the lady's hands. I remember that, having that conversation with them.
Oh, they actually
and they
that.
Were okay. Yeah, they were like, man, I'm so glad you did that, because man, it just comes off wrong if they go right for my wife's hand.
Yeah, and I don't even think I was, thinking to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It for me, it's like I just sort of naturally do that. I just sort of know, like you just, it'd just be weird the other way to me. And so, like, I didn't even mean to maybe discover it as a tactic, but it is.
It's because he's that awesome.
I'm not trying to say that, but
well,
but
I know.
But yeah, I mean, yeah. So I mean, that's actually, that means a lot to a lot of people.
It really does.
Yeah,
that's why. Like for me, that's one of the important, very important ones.
Yeah, and now here's something that we could have done, which is a big mistake a lot of people make. It's the first thing out of your mouth when you like walk up to somebody, there are a couple. You walk up, maybe shake hands, and what?
Oh, hey, you want to go to a playroom? You want to go fuck?
Hey, you guys ever had a threesome?
Yeah.
Have you seen my dick pic on STC?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, hey, what, you're like, or even just, hey, so what are you guys looking to try tonight? It's like, who the hell are you?
Yeah. Like, we don't know anything about you, dude.
Now, it feels so funny to say that, because in my mind, I'm going, seriously, who the fuck would actually say something like that? People do it.
Oh, every fucking day there's some kind of comment like that.
Yeah, it's like, no offense if that's you, but like, you need some fucking game. Like that, you can't just like jump the gun, especially if you're talking to a couple,
yeah,
who may have been together for years at that point. Like you're trying to enter into their hemisphere, mm-hmm. their world. And, you know, they're guarding that thing because they value each other.
Yeah.
And you need to be someone who's of value, but also safe for them. And,
yeah.
Don't ever just walk up and I don't even think when we met that couple who's friends of ours now, I don't know if we talked about sex the whole night.
I don't think we did.
We didn't play with them. We all danced and you danced with her and, you know, everyone kind of danced, but I don't even think the topic of sex came up.
No.
Not that I can recall. Because we just go there, try to get to know people.
Now, I think towards the end of the night, because we went into a room with, you know, our G.I. Joe and Barbie friends. And I think that was one of the first times that we had all hung out and played together. But I remember there's this big room that like you can fit like, I don't know, 10 or 12 couples on.
Oh, there's like three beds all stacked together.
And so it's round.
The round one. Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I remember we were playing around in there and I looked up and they were like watching, which was really hot.
Yeah, I gave them a thumbs up, but I don't think they saw me. I was eating out June. I gave them a thumbs up. I don't know if they could recognize my face because it was stuffed between her legs.
Yeah. But it was really cool because I do remember at the end of the night, you know, they had said they had done something for the first time that night. And I was like, yeah, me too. So it was just really cool. And I think that was the only, but that was the very end of the night. Like we didn't go there until then. Really.
Well, and it didn't involve them. Like no. They had done that with somebody else that yeah. we didn't know.
Yeah.
But yeah. So like, but now they've become some of our new best friends in the lifestyle.
Absolutely.
But sex didn't even come up on the first night at the club we met. Now, if you're a single guy, you might be thinking, well, what's the fucking point of paying $100, $150 going there and not leaving without scoring, you know? But it's like, I know with us at least, and a lot of couples we know, when it comes to that kind of thing, we're looking for connection with people.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be like, oh, we're looking for like long-term BFFs for life. Like, no, like we're looking for like someone we connect with. Like your physical appearance, like every single guy has a physical appearance. Most single guys, if they really try, they can look pretty good.
Yeah.
Most. I said most. Some of you fuckers are ugly and there's no hope.
Oh my God.
And I've been told I'm in that category by some people. June disagrees.
No, he's not.
If any guy tries to at least look good, it's like you can tell he's trying.
Yes.
And that carries a lot of weight.
It really does. It really does.
But
it makes a difference.
But yeah, so just, you know, but again, we go there to make friendships, to make connections and friendships. So many things that, or so many people we've played with, some of them,
the first time or the first night we met them, we didn't do anything. Like, yeah. It wasn't even, mm-hmm. like, there wasn't a connection there. Or we weren't all drunk enough. We're like, hey, because that happens sometimes too. But we've gone back two or three times and then ended up playing with them. Mm-hmm. But we had gotten to know them a bit. Yeah. They got more comfortable with us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just have to be patient. I mean, go for the friendship. Go there. Like, if you go there to make friends and connections, you don't come off like the salesman who's trying to close a deal with every person who walks by, and you don't even know if they want what the fuck you're selling.
Well, not only that, but by doing that, that's the byproduct that you're going to get anyway at the end.
Yeah.
Like, it'll happen if you go there with the intention of just meeting new people and making friends. The sex will be the byproduct of that anyway, I think.
Yeah. And but you also can't control when that would happen.
Yeah.
But you have a way better chance if mm-hmm. if you're patient, if yeah. you're just going to make the friendships. And I mean, here's the thing too. If you're a salesman and you just start pitching your product to anybody on the street, well, you violated like the very first rule of anything. Like, you're trying to sell something without diagnosing if anyone actually wants or needs it. So unless if you're not talking to a couple, if you're not talking to people, you can't actually know what they're into or what they want. Like, we're not into single guys. That's not our thing. Mm-mm. I get nothing out of seeing June with another guy or the idea of it. She's really not into it. She likes the ladies. But there are others who want to add a single guy or a few to their playtime.
Yeah.
But you have to know that you're talking to one of those couples before you start trying to throw out the offer. Because if you're wasting time on us, like, you're going nowhere fast. Like, hell, we'd rather, like, kind of know. That way we could be like, hey, you're going to go nowhere with us. But that couple over there, they like meeting single guys every single week.
Yeah.
And so then you're not wasting your time and you're being more productive. You're having a better chance. And so when you just get to know people, it goes a lot further. Mm-hmm. Guys, have you found it difficult to get and keep an erection while at lifestyle events? If so, you're not alone, and it's common. The new environment and the distractions can contribute to a lack of an erection due to performance anxiety at the very moment you need it the most. I personally ran into this issue early on in the lifestyle, and it was super frustrating. But don't worry, there's a solution. If you use our link in the show notes and use the coupon code NEW, N-E-W, at checkout, you'll get $30 off your order of FDA-approved ED medication from Shameless Care so you can get hard and stay hard in the moments that matter most. Don't question your manhood or feel like less of a man ever again. Just click the link in the show notes right now to get $30 off before the promotion ends so you can get back in the game and blow your sex partner's mind. Click the link right now and simply use the coupon code NEW, N-E-W, at checkout. And a lot of people don't like the idea of, oh, we're just going for a one-night stand. Like, some people like that sometimes. Other times, they're like, you know what? We'd just rather meet people we actually enjoy being around and, you know, we can play with.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, if you become one of those guys, then it's like, oh, once or twice a week, they're like, hey, you want to come over to the house at 2:00 in the afternoon on a Wednesday? You got an hour? And you're like, fuck yeah, it's hump day. I need to get through the week, and this is going to help me. So you can become that too. All right, where were we? Okay. Mm-hmm. So what's the next one say?
It says, just act normal. Don't walk around with a stoic, expressionless look on your face following people. Instead, just smile at people and say hello. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the long way of saying don't be a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
Like, there's people who, like, everywhere you go, they'll just sort of appear. They'll be, like, blending into the wall, but we can see their eyes. Mm. Then we look and they, like, disappear and float away. I'm exaggerating a bit. But okay. It kind of comes off that way.
It does.
They don't say anything. They have no expression on their face. Just a little creepy. And it's just like, if you just look at me and say hi, or, hey, you guys looking great tonight. Totally not weird now.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, seeing a couple go at it in the red room. And, you know, it was like, they were like a foot in front of me because I was nearby. Mm-hmm. They looked up at me and saw me, made eye contact. And I think I just said something like, hey, you guys are looking great tonight. You know, and they smiled and laughed and a little bit and then kept going. But it made it so not weird.
Yeah.
Unless You know, I could have been that guy just standing there with a stoic, expressionless look on my face, you know, jerking my dick and looking at him like a foot away from them, like giving him like this glare. Like, people do that. And it's like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, like just
act normal.
Be casual.
Don't be like, weird. Don't make it weird.
Be casual. Like, people are there to have a good time. Smile and say hi.
Yeah.
You know? So,
the next one says, just have good, normal conversations. It'll make you stand out amongst the other single guys because so many of the others won't do that.
Yeah.
So connection with you is so much more than just your physical appearance.
Yeah. And so like most guys there, that's relative, but they're probably going to jump the gun. They're probably going to be acting like the weirdos. They're probably going to be doing the creepy thing, not realizing they're even doing it, maybe.
Yeah.
But if you're just a normal acting dude, like I always say this, and I don't want it to sound gross, but act like you're walking up. If you have a sister, single guy, and she's married or has a boyfriend, just act like you're walking up to your sister and her boyfriend or your sister and his wife. Your sister and her husband.
Yeah.
All right. I've had too much root beer today. Just act like you're walking up to your sister and her partner. Mm-hmm. And you're just saying, oh, hey, how's it going? Are you ever nervous walking up to your own sister and her partner or husband, whoever?
No.
You wouldn't be, right?
No.
So just approach them like that and just say, hey, how's it going? Because now it's like you're not coming off salesy. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of those couples, they want a single guy. Like they want to buy, but they don't want to be sold.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So just think about that. That's one way to do it.
It also says physically you're just, at least connection with you is so much more than just physical appearance. Physically, you're just another single guy, a number. But if you have good, fun, normal conversations, you'll stand above like the others.
Yeah, you'll stand out because do you know how many people are like bad at conversations? Like one, I remember the first time we met another couple. It was our first visit ever to a club. And one of the things that really stood out between me and her, the other lady, was our conversation.
Yeah. Like,
we started talking. We literally could have sat there and talked all night. Mm-hmm. And we kind of did.
Yeah. We did, actually. All four of us did.
Yeah, and we weren't even trying. Like, there was such a connection there. And she wasn't necessarily my perfect ideal physically what I was looking for, but I was so intrigued by her ability to have conversations. She was highly educated.
Yeah.
She was about 8 or 9 years older than me. She had been high up in school systems, run school systems, things like that. Mm-hmm. And she was a very good conversationalist. She was very intriguing to talk to. And that connection was powerful. It was a mental connection.
Yeah.
It wasn't just physical stuff. Well, and apparently she enjoyed the conversation from me as well. And so I was more than just looks and all the external things. A lot of her was drawn to my ability to have a conversation and be interesting and even intriguing with some of the things we talked about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, just show up with the mission just to make friends and get to know people. Be patient. Like, it's not always a sprint. It's a lot of times a long game. You know, there are people we've met where I'm like, boy, it would be nice to hook up and play with them. And it's like, well, maybe in the coming weeks, months, or whatever, maybe that'll happen as we get to know them. Maybe it won't. At some point, you kind of have to let go of control.
Yeah.
And the more you try to control, you might just fuck the whole thing up because now you're getting rigid. Now you're with expectations. You don't want to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, and then you feel burned or that, you know, you're not good enough or any of that crap we tell ourselves.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, the best thing we found is show up to make friends.
Yeah.
And let things happen. Keep going back. Like, it's like anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, the next point was actually don't show up with the intent that you're going to be able to play with someone that night. Like, you might, but if you show up with that expectation, there's a good chance you're going to be really let down But that doesn't mean it's game over. You've got to play the game longer.
Yeah. Well, for me, like when I'm going to the club, like I don't have any kind of like, oh, I hope I get to play with a girl tonight. Oh, I hope, you know, this or that I'll get to try with somebody. I go there literally like, if all I get to do is dance with my husband on the dance floor, like that's enough for me.
Yeah.
Like if all I get to do is hang out with some of our friends who go weekly like we do, when we get to see them there, and all that happens is John and I get to dance on the dance floor, then that's enough for me. That's kind of my mentality every time I go to any kind of lifestyle event.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you real quick, I discovered a great icebreaker. And single guys, you can use this. You ain't using mine, but you can use your own. That's not what I mean.
Oh my God.
Here's what I mean. So I got this leather paddle, this little paddle, and it says the word slut on it. Mm-hmm. So when I slap June's ass, it leaves an imprint on her ass after the redness starts appearing, and it says slut.
Yeah.
So it's about a foot long paddle. Oh, here's the thing. When everyone's on the dance floor, drinking, dancing, having a good time, I do not walk up and start slapping asses. You obviously wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. What I do, and I didn't mean to do this as a tactic, but I did it just for fun, and I realized this is the best damn icebreaker ever. I walk up, I look a guy in the eye who's dancing on the dance floor with his lady, and I smile at him, and I hold it up, and I kind of like point to her ass, like, and I look at him and point to her ass, and I go, hey, do you want to spank your lady with it?
Yeah.
9 out of 10 guys want to do it. They laugh and they're like, hell yeah.
Uh-huh.
And half the ladies are like, oh, be gentle. The other half, they just whip those dresses or skirts up and go, you better fucking lay into me.
Yeah.
And not only will he do it, but then a lot of times he'll hand it back to me and go, now you spank my lady.
Yeah.
To which, you know, I'm a generous guy, so I do, you know. And man, I like... We've ended up playing afterwards with some really hot people after that.
Yeah.
I mean, I had one lady making out with me on the dance floor after I spanked her. Mm-hmm. And her husband's there like, he's like, this is fucking cool.
And then she looks over at me and hands me the paddle. So then I spank her. Then she starts making out with me.
Yeah, we both made out with
her. Fucking hot.
Yeah. And so, like, and I just make my way around the dance floor. I hand that thing to 20 or 30 people. And, like, now, like, everybody on that dance floor fucking loves me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, now I can go up and talk to anybody even afterwards. Be like, hey, did you like the paddle thing?
Yeah.
And now it's like they're intrigued to talk to you. But I didn't even have to talk to the people at the initial introduction.
Yeah.
I just held up my slut paddle and was like, hey, want to spank your lady?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's all kinds of ways to break the ice. And we'll probably do an episode on that at some point. Because I know a lot of people are shy. But yeah, there's a lot of creative ways to do it.
Yes. Oh my gosh, this one.
Okay, the next one. This should go without saying, but we apparently can't say this one enough.
Mm-hmm. Don't touch people unless you ask first and they say yes.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's not an above and beyond resounding yes, it's a no.
Yeah.
No means no. If it's a, that's a fucking no. But if they go, oh, yeah, sure, that's fine. Okay. Then that's cool.
Yeah. But consent's like, important.
Yeah, here's an example. We were playing with a couple other couples in the red room on one of these big beds. It was last week, actually. And I was going down on Zoom, kind of getting her there. Orgasms, guys, if you don't know, they're kind of like waves. You have to build them up, and then they crash when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm building her up. And suddenly, I see, out of the corner of my eye, I see a hand that is not mine, rubbing her leg. And so I look over. Now, it's taking my mouth away from her clit, which is going to kill the building wave.
Yes.
I look over, and some guy's touching her leg. And he's being gentle, but he didn't fucking ask.
Nope.
And so I pointed at him, and I whoosh, you know, kind of shoot him away with my hand gesture, like, no. And he took his hand right off, and he left. But now, when I go back to June, now I gotta restart and rebuild
all
the way.
Over again.
He totally fucked up her orgasm because he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, where in the fuck would you ever touch a woman's leg without asking?
Seriously.
Or touch a woman anywhere. Like, if you're walking through the grocery store, would you just touch a woman?
Fuck no.
Fuck no. You get your ass kicked, maybe you can get arrested.
Yeah.
Just because you're in a sex club doesn't mean everyone wants to have sex with you or that you have a right to touch them.
Exactly.
So you ask every fucking time. Because here's what will happen. You don't ask, and then you look like an ass, and somebody makes you look bad.
Yeah.
Or you might get your ass kicked because you're touching some guy's lady without asking. That could happen. Not to say it will, but it definitely can. Mm-hmm. But if you just ask and they say no, they actually respect you more because you at least asked. Because there are so many people out there who don't ask that when you do, you actually get in people's good graces.
Yes.
So you shouldn't have to be told this. You know, don't touch my wife's back. Don't touch her shoulder. Don't touch her leg. Don't touch her hand. I always say, even when we're in a playroom with people invited us in there, before I do something, hey, can I touch your ass? Hey, can I kiss your boobs? Hey, you know, is it like I'm checking like what? Yes. I don't know what she's okay with or not.
Yeah.
But even though we were invited in to play, I'm still checking.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And guess what? People like to have you around more often, and you don't have to go back to the club every week and get burned and shot down because now we have a community of people who like to play with you.
Yeah. This next one's really good. Go in as a researcher and don't seek to just play. Go in there like you're trying to learn about them and what about, oh my gosh,
what,
I can't.
What brought them into the lifestyle?
Yeah. Even telling them you're new and you're trying to learn what this is all about. Maybe even ask them if they can help educate you on some things.
Yeah. And like we said, don't approach as a salesman, mm-hmm. like with the means to an end. But let's face it, like, if you go in there and you start talking to a couple and just say, hey, my name's John. I'm actually new here. I've never really been in this kind of place before. Have you all been coming here a while?
Yeah. That's a great starter.
People love to help people. They mm-hmm. love to give advice. And if you're like, you know, I'm new to this kind of thing, can you kind of tell me what people like yourselves look for? Because I really don't know. And maybe you don't. But people love to share their advice. Now you've got them talking to you.
Yes.
And giving you advice.
Yes.
And the conversation is off to the races.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, again, we talked about playroom. Observe, don't touch without permission.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be uncomfortably close to people. You know, there's actually lines painted on the floor in some of the rooms at the club we go to.
Yeah.
And the bouncers are sitting right there. And if you step over the line, they're like, get behind the line. You know, or, you know, if you keep not listening, like, they'll pull you out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, bring your equipment. If you got, you know, we got a bag we bring. We have some friends who have a duffel bag they bring. It's got condoms and lube and all kinds of toys
John,
and fun.
Eventually he's going to have to get him his own duffel bag because we're running out of room with the backpack. It's too small for all the fun things we want to bring.
Well, yeah, well, we keep adding toys to the bag, and then we put the booze in there, too.
Yes.
You know, those big old vodka bottles, they're not going to carry themselves at the club, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, focus on, you know, if you're in the playroom, you get invited, you're finally in there, like, have your stuff there, be ready, you know, whatever that is you need. Focus on other people's pleasures, not just your own. You know, if you finally get in there, it's like, my whole thing with June is this, and we're about to wrap up, but, my whole thing with June is I never have an orgasm when we have sex until she's had at least two, sometimes three. She always comes first. No pun intended. I didn't mean to say that.
Well, I thank you, my love.
Oh, you're welcome. Because life is just easier that way. And people like you more. Mm-hmm. And so if you're focused on them, I mean, it's pleasurable to give pleasure anyway. So,
yeah.
But we hope this has been helpful for you.
Yeah.
These are just a handful of tips from a couple who, you know, like if you were trying to succeed with a couple like us and you're a single guy
mm-hmm.
in a swinger club and you're trying to succeed, just take note of all these things. And anything you're not doing, maybe start doing them and just see what happens.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, there's somebody for everybody.
Yep.
But there are certain things, best practices you can do to increase your odds of success.
Yeah. Hope this was helpful for you.
Yep. Until next time, swing for the fences. Thanks for listening to the New Swingers Podcast. Do you have a question about the swinger lifestyle or an issue you're struggling with? Send us an email at newswingerspodcast@gmail.com. newswingerspodcast@gmail.com. And there's a good chance we may anonymously feature and discuss your question. So so it can be helpful for you as well as other listeners. Just send us an email at newswingerspodcast@gmail.com.